Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do. Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. This is Sarah Karakayan, one of your hosts.
And I am Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, let's get into it because we've got a meaty episode today. But first and foremost, you guys, our listeners, our Instagram friends, we are sharing you. It is our hashtag #STRShareSunday. And this week, Annette, who are we sharing?
So excited. It's Tokyo Family Stays.
They're good. So I'm going to read their Instagram little bio here. And it says, "Your home away from home in Tokyo." But get this, Australian family hosts exceptionally family friendly stays in Japan. Click here to book. And their link is not an arbitrary
Airbnb or HomeAway link.
No.
It is their website.
Go to tokyofamilystays.com. So I don't know about you, Annette. Have you been to Japan?
I haven't. It's on my list. We're going though. Tokyo Family Stays.
Yeah.
We're coming for
you. That's the deal, you guys. We'll share you, but we don't tell you this on air except for right now.
Yeah.
This means that we get to come stay with you.
We get to come stay with you. And eat all the food, drink all the drinks.
Tokyo is amazing. So when I did Hairspray, we traveled to Tokyo and we stayed there for, I think, a little over a month. And so I got to live in Tokyo and it's amazing. It might be my favorite place other than New York City on earth. And they have, I don't know if any of these are the same property, but just showed multiple times, like having like one as the 4-bedroom, one as the 2-bedroom, but they've got 19 properties in Tokyo, or 19 versions of properties, I guess you could say. And there are tons of 5-star reviews. I love it on their website. They've got pop-ups.
Yes, they are crushing it.
Yes.
Everyone, please, we have not noticed this before on anyone's individual listing. So please, during or after this episode, go to their website and take notes. Sarah and I were taking notes on their pop-ups. Tell them what it is, Sarah.
So when you go to their website, either on your phone or or on your desktop, they'll have a freebie. So it says like it's their ebook, seven ways to research your stay in Tokyo. Something valuable for guests who would need it as they're planning their trip to Tokyo, no matter if they book or not.
It was genius. So
yeah.
Kudos to you.
So and then if you keep scrolling and it looks like maybe you're going to navigate away from their website, a pop-up comes up and says, wait, if you didn't see a price you liked or a date you like, just send us a message. We might have something for you, which is brilliant. Again, it just gets people to stay on your site a little bit longer, just engage a little bit longer. And with the free ebook, they get their email that way and can do their marketing strategies with them, share deals that they're having. Maybe someone is just thinking about traveling to Tokyo, but isn't pulling the plug.
And they can like tip them over the fence to
say
yes.
Right.
So the free ebook, FYI, is One to Visit Tokyo. Get your free ebook, 7 Essential Tokyo Trip Preparation Websites.
That's genius. So good. They're leveraging other people's content so that their potential guests can curate their stay in Tokyo. I just love that they're supporting other travel professionals, or at least
people who help people put their travels together when they go to Tokyo. Also, their listings are super cute, very, very Japanese, which I love. Yeah, just you guys are killing it.
They're crushing
Tokyo family stays.
If you guys want to come visit.
Yeah.
So,
listeners, go find them on Instagram, give them a follow, head to their website, get some fun marketing tips.
And make sure to tag us on Instagram, hashtag #STRShareSunday. This is one of our most favorite things to do is, it's our tagline, share your space, live your dream. Let us
share
help the world find out about your space. And then we can help each other become better hosts too in that sharing. Because like today, Tokyo Family Stays, those pop-ups on your independent site, I'm seriously like...
It's so good.
I'm just learning still,
proud
which is awesome.
Guys. Yeah. So, all right. I do want to say this. Speaking of getting eyeballs on your listings and having us share it on our podcast is growing like crazy. And I just want to take a minute to thank all of you.
Absolutely.
For referring us to your friends and family to listen to the podcast. I mean, we're so grateful that you're helping us elevate our voice and this message. Because as we all know, things in this short-term rental industry, they're changing rapidly. It's really hard to keep up with all the changes. Annette and I are learning every day how to be better hosts, how to borrow from the vacation rental industry. You know, what can I borrow from my hospitality experience? And we want to share it all with you so that we can all continue to host, because I don't want it to be a bad thing when an Airbnb comes into someone's neighborhood. I want them to be excited about it. So,
agreed.
And you're all helping us do that. So I'll just stop being emotional right now. But
thank you. We appreciate you for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, but that's where kind of like the upbeatness ends.
Yeah. We're going to keep it real today.
Yeah, we're keeping it really real.
Hosting is a challenge. And we want to know if you're up for it.
Yeah. Okay. Here's many things inspired today's episode. But most importantly, what I found is I get DMs, Annette gets DMs, we get emails. A lot of the times they're thanking us for the inspiration that the podcast has given them, or our Instagram stories are giving them, or whatever. But sometimes it's like, God, Sarah, Annette, this terrible thing happened. I want to throw in the towel.
Right.
Or we're on Facebook groups. And I, you know, just recently someone is just saying how they're throwing in the towel. And it breaks my heart, because I wonder if I could have done something.
Right. If we can prepare you for what we're going to call, I'm going to call it hosting fatigue.
Yeah.
And just let you know there are going to be challenges, but if you're prepared for them.
If you know they're going to come.
They're going to happen.
These things are going to happen.
And we're going to go through today the things that will challenge you. And that way when they happen, you're going to be like, oh, I knew this was coming. No big deal. Deal with it.
Move on. Because if I may, Annette, no matter what industry you're in, you're going to have challenges. So this is hosting is going to get
Sarah,
hard.
My modeling career went wild. I had zero challenges.
Zero challenges?
Yeah.
It was perfect.
It was perfect.
Great.
Yeah. The Curry Secrets, like, you know.
They still hunt you down.
Yeah.
They're like, could you please stop hosting and come model our underwear?
You've got a body for podcasting. Sorry.
Wait, just did we make t-shirts?
Bodies for podcasting. Okay.
But for real, I want to say this, because if you get into this, and even if it's your side hustle, you're going to have challenges.
Yes.
But no matter what you do, you're going to have challenges.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that you are passionate about this, because if you are, the challenges that come to you, you'll be like, cool, Sarah and Annette warned me about this.
Yep.
I got this. I'm going to work through it, because at the end of the day, I love what I do.
Right. So here are these are the challenges, the bullet points we're going to go over.
Yes.
We're going to go over those really quick, and then we're going to dive into each of them.
There are seven.
There are going to be challenges. If you are not the sole owner, if you co-host, there's going to be challenges with the owner, challenges with our lovely guests, challenges with the platform you use, with your own property, with vendors, with potentially your families and friends that use the space. And then you're going to have some challenges with yourself as a host. So let's just start back at the beginning with the challenges that you may encounter with the owners.
Right. So our number one download
episode to this day is the one about co-hosting. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of our listeners are interested in co-hosting as a career, as a side hustle. So Annette, what challenges will they encounter with people they are co-hosting for?
Number one is that I think the owner, and it's rightfully so, they really are going to expect you to take care of everything. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be some things that are just out of your hands that you're going to need to lean on them for.
Right.
Maybe it's remedying something on the interior, exterior of the space that goes above and beyond your financial discretion, or just them knowing the property better mm-hmm. than you. And then they might need to interact with your neighbors or your neighborhood. They might need to interact with the city. There might be things that only an owner can deal with. And at some point in time, they're going to have to rise up. And
it's going to be your job to explain to them mm-hmm. in a compassionate way that while you love doing this for them, it truly needs to be a partnership.
Yeah.
Another challenge that you're going to face with your owners, not every single owner, but with an owner, is their complaint that they want to be making more.
Yep. You're going to have, hopefully you'll have competition that will say, hey, I can do this plus. So that is going to be something that a challenge that you're going to have to be ready for that.
Yeah.
If you are co-hosting, that at some point in time, they are going to get approached by someone else.
Sure.
That can, do all the things plus more and for less.
More but for less. And even beyond that, they may not get approached and still say, hey, I love that we made $3,000 this month, but how can we make $4,000 next month? Mm-hmm. And you're like,
do you even know
what I did?
You're at 80% occupancy. Why aren't we at 85
right.
or 90
right.
or 95? So
right.
expect that for
expect
sure.
That. And then I think the last thing that's on my head about my owners are, and I'm learning every day, but there'll be different challenges with every owner you take on, every property you take on. And this might tie into the first one that you said, Annette, but you might need their help to improve something that a guest has been, giving criticism on. And
they think it doesn't need to be done, but you think
correct.
Because they're not.
You know it needs to be done.
Yes, exactly.
Because, and I think my favorite way of trying to get my owner on board is to say, when you travel,
right.
How do you feel when the Wi-Fi keeps going out?
Or, hey, we really need to, I think we need a new couch. This one's getting worn out. I think it's,
right.
It's
why? Fine. You can sit on it. It's fine.
It's great.
Right.
There's little things, standards. Standards will be different. So be ready for that.
Yeah.
Next.
Our lovely guests.
Your guests. And you know what? They are the paying guest. And so, if there are challenges that come in play, these are the ones you really need to be ready for. Mm-hmm. And these are going to happen more than most of all the other ones. So number one, the challenge is you really are on call 24/7, 365 if your property is a full-time short-term rental.
Sure. But when it is a rental, you are 24/7. Mm-hmm.
So just be prepared that is going to be challenging if you get a call early in the morning, late at night, when you're out to dinner with your family. I think making everyone aware, they know that this is what you're doing. So that's the blessing and the curse is it's 24/7, but you can also be making money 24/7 and you can go a long time without getting any sort of call.
And I think I talk about this a lot of times with hosts that I'm working with. No, so all of these things that we're going over today, in your head, I don't want you to be thinking about, God, that sounds terrible. I want you to be thinking about, okay, I haven't faced that yet. How can I prepare myself mm-hmm. to either A, have it not happen or minimize it? So how can you not be on call 24/7, 365? You could have a part-time co-host, mm-hmm. right? Like what else? There are call centers out there specifically to answer phones from Airbnb guests mm-hmm. from the hours of 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. Like there are solutions to these things.
Yep.
What is worth it to you?
Yep. I know I've talked on other episodes too. Like if you know there's certain days or holidays or celebrations, I don't know, birthday, anniversary, something that you just, it is not worth anything to you to be interrupted by a guest, a co-host, a owner. Block the day off. Block that time off.
But if you do, just make that expectation for your owner that
we are closed on Christmas. Yeah. Or the guests can be there on, or no, you'd have to be closed because yeah. something can happen on Christmas. Yep. So again, yeah.
You just, that's the
what would all. You, yeah, what
and sometimes,
would you do for you?
Let's say you are co-hosting. Hey, just, if it's that serious for you, you can just pay whatever that nightly stay would be if you really wanted to get crazy
sure.
with it.
Sure.
Let's go to, if you have a lot of technology on your property for your guests, just know that, and when I say technology, I might mean like, you might have a challenge with a remote control. You might have a challenge with your thermostat. You might have a challenge with your keyless entry.
Right.
Be patient. Not everyone has interacted with those. Right. Those things that you put in place to make the guest stay easier
might be the very thing
that is challenging for them. So be prepared that sometimes those technologies will lend a challenge to your guests, which will then be a challenge for you to stay calm.
As detailed as your check-in instructions are, you will have guests who just can't follow it, don't follow it, won't follow it. One of the things that inspired this episode was this person on a local board, Facebook group that I'm on, you know, just mentioned how like she's just tired of guests not being able to follow the directions on how to find the place. Mm-hmm. And so she's throwing in the towel. And I'm like, my goodness, if that's what's making you throw in the towel,
right?
Then I wish I could have gotten to you sooner had you listened to this episode that we're just creating now.
Right.
And just make sure you understand, like, we are in the business for our guests. They are paying, when you travel, listeners, when you travel to a hotel, or if you stay in Airbnbs, just think of the things that you expect, mm-hmm. right? Or like if you can't use a TV and you're like, God, I don't want to reach out to the owner. I'm embarrassed. Like,
Or the hot water.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But it's not for the weak of heart because we're all very different. We all receive information differently and process it differently. And they might need extra mm-hmm. hand holding and we just have to be okay with that.
This is a challenge. I have to talk myself through this one a lot too. And it's not a challenge. It's a challenge that the guest presents for you as a host. They are not going to treat your property the way that you would.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily mean they're mistreating it. So let's talk about what I like to call the heavy footprint. Just because someone leaves piles of trash or towels all over, or, you know, this happens, they'll move the furniture around. Things that are normal to some of your guests may be abnormal to you. It does not mean they were bad guests or they have malicious intent. They are just other humans living their life.
Right.
So please keep in mind that your expectation of the way your property should be treated, don't be disappointed by that.
Now, there are things you can do. Like, you could have it in your welcome book or in a nice framed sign on your, you know, the minute they walk in, they see, do not move the furniture, right? You can set boundaries.
Yeah, you can. But I think, again, just even like with let's say they leave a ton of food in the refrigerator or wet clothes, things like that. Like, I just, sometimes I would take that on as like, I'll be honest, like almost getting angry at the guest. Like, I can't. And I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
They did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. No. So I have to like so be prepared for that type of stuff, that not everyone is going to treat the property the way that you would. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. And like, just, you know, when you walk in and it's a lot, think about the guests that like, you don't even know if they ever stayed.
Wait.
It helps to balance those out.
Yeah. Talk about that. So I know, Annette, mm-hmm. you found yourself and your team back in the day kind of dwelling on guests that were leaving heavy footprints.
Yes.
And you were like,
out late or leaving a very heavy footprint.
Just complaint mm-hmm. about the guest stay.
Yeah. We reframed it. Mm-hmm. So basically started doing a tally sheet of when you walk in and you can like go, oh my gosh, I feel like this person left it cleaner than we even gave it to them. Or what wonderful guests. Like, we started to celebrate all of the awesome guests
yeah.
and only talk about
the awesome guest instead of just repeatedly talking about, oh my gosh, they just checked out late and they left a mess and this and that, that we started to celebrate all the awesome guests verbally to each other, opposed to just, oh my gosh, I can't believe they left it like right. this. So we tried to challenge ourselves to only have conversations around the positives, because it can get grueling if you're only talking about, and they're not even bad guests. They're just like, if you're having to clean up a lot, you know, and especially after a weekend, it kind of gets like, if you have multiple units too, it's like Sundays can get like,
right.
Holy smokes, there's a lot of that going on. But yeah, that's a challenge to think about all the awesome guests versus
the other way around.
But it's so important.
Yes.
Ooh, this is when the platform gives you a challenge. Yeah. Ooh.
Now, this can be any platform. Mm-hmm. This could be Airbnb, HomeAway, Vrbo.
Could be your own site.
It could be your hosting platform. Like if you use...
Could be your cell phone.
Airbnb, Guesty. It could be any of the people we've had on the podcast. Like, right? Technology sometimes glitches.
The platforms can be challenging. You know, I know there's been a ton of times, let's say Airbnb's in the middle of an update and like, I can't get a message to a guest. It's like the site's being glitchy. My cell phone, like, I don't know, there's glitches and it can become really challenging. Or I feel like I changed the price of that night and it got booked.
And
lower.
You're like, how did that happen?
You know it. Or you're like, I know I made a 2-night minimum. Or I know I, you know, they're like,
yes.
And it's the interwebs. So you can't like go back and know that you
done.
Did that.
Yeah.
But you will have challenges with the platforms. Take a deep breath. Know that that's going to happen. And the number one thing I would do is obviously talk to your other, you know, hosts. If they're having the same, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, are you having issues with right. the platform today? So, and you might even have issues just with the platform in general, like trying to call in and ask questions. I know Sarah and I were looking at a listing earlier today and we could not get the thing to delete. And so Sarah was trying to look on like old message boards and like, how can I get this to happen? So rest assured that is very common that yep. you're going to have some issues
yeah.
with any platform that you use. Ooh, this one's a good one too.
Your own property is going to turn its back against you.
Mm-hmm.
the disposal is going to break. I think it was one of our friends is electricity got turned off from 9 to 5 mm-hmm. and there's nothing you can do about it.
I've had some challenges. Sarah, you and I were talking about this before this episode with the property, like the weather, like it was freezing rain and it froze the exterior entry box. And like, I had to go in and like, your property is going to challenge you
yes.
in a
so
lot
many ways.
Of different ways. So just be prepared for that. Like someone might see a bug and think it's something yeah. different than it really is.
Maybe Annette's experienced that.
Yeah, I've experienced that too. So be prepared for, you know, Sarah, I was helping her co-host while she was out of town. This is, for instance, they had a garage with off-street parking.
Oh.
It's downtown, but the person's car or truck wouldn't fit in the garage. So like, the property was challenging us at that point in time. Like, wait, well, now they have to find alternative parking. Like, we never thought about a car not being able to fit into the
right.
the garage. That just like, so that was the property challenging us. I'm like, yeah. what? No, okay. I mean, we're not going to fit the car in the garage.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. All right.
Sometimes.
Next up.
The people you rely on to help you
mm-hmm.
are going to challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, most of the time, it's not on purpose. I remember I was working with a cleaning team, fabulous cleaning team. And they not only did Airbnb turnovers, but they also did deep cleans.
Oh, I remember this.
Remember this?
Yeah.
We were in the office. And so cleanings in my company happened from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I think it was like 1:30. And I usually go on my app. I use Properly to manage my cleaning team. And I noticed that they hadn't started the job yet. I always kind of check in. And I got a message. I sent out the message. I was like, hey, are you guys going to go clean, you know, whatever it was, apartment B?
Right.
Oh, we are still on a deep clean.
something happened with them, like some machine went down or something happened where they were delayed. And I'm like, I've got a guest checking in at 3. And then I hear at the office, like, I don't know what we were doing, recording a podcast episode. Like, I don't even know what.
Yeah, we emergency called somebody.
So Liz,
that's right,
our associate,
made it happen.
Made it happen. We had an hour and a half to make it happen. Like, you know, and I know that our cleaning team wasn't being malicious. They were just having their own challenges.
Like another, I have a, for instance, on a vendor, the building that my units were in, we had a full-time maintenance team. And I was like, no, you can't go in during these times with guests. And like, they went in while a guest was there. And like, I have to explain like why maintenance just
popped in,
barges in. I mean, and I'm pumped because maintenance is there to do their job, but not when my guest is.
It's so funny because I used to work in a hotel and we're all under one roof. We all have one mission. We're all employed by the same person. With short-term rentals, you have little hotels all over the city and different owners all over the city or country. Mm-hmm. And they have their own preferred professionals, right? Like, so you have those challenges of trying to get everyone on the same mission to serve these guests, even though, you know, the maintenance team is another third party who only works for that owner sometimes. And they only have Thursday available between 5 and 7. That's when they're going. Like, if you want it done,
work within that.
It's not easy. All right, what's next? Family and friends. So I put this on here because our job is 24/7, 365, sometimes when I'm going out with friends for dinner, you know, I've gotten some feedback that like, I don't like that you're on the phone all the time or whatever, like having your phone out at dinner. And so now I've learned to say, hey guys, I'm on duty tonight. I get to hang out with you while quote unquote working. But just so you know, my phone's going to be here because I'm on duty. It's my job right now. That's my biggest, is I'm trying to understand what you do. It's so funny because our previous guest, Sharon Keefe, who was on to talk about vacation rentals with us, and she said that podcast episode was the first time her family and friends, they listened to the podcast episode just to support her.
Right.
And she said it was the first time they truly understood what it was she did for a living.
Interesting. I didn't even know that.
She just told me that today.
Yeah. It'll be challenging because I know I have abruptly left dinner multiple times. I've left sporting events. I've left meetings with you, Sarah. And like,
I've left meetings with you.
When you're in the middle of it, like, you really can't even tell people. And they're like, wait, you were just gone for like an hour. It's like, oh yeah, I had to take care of a guest situation. So it will present some challenges in your relationships. So just be ready for it. And yeah, like, you know, it's been with my other business partners. I've just had to up like, hey, I gotta go clean or whatever.
Or you're having a conversation with them that's like about personal.
Yeah.
And then you get that Airbnb ding and you have to answer it, right? Like, but the cool thing is about it, you get to be with your friend while you're working.
Yep, absolutely.
And so this happens sometimes, right?
So, like, but again, if you just prep them for it, hey. And a lot of times, like, I know Sarah and I, even still to this day, like, phone is out. It's not being rude. It's like, hey, just we're focusing. But if it's Airbnb, then it's call of duty.
Gotta go.
All right. This is the one.
And obviously, I don't know.
We're saving the best for last. Here.
Because, okay, so there's a saying or there are thoughts out there that we can control how we feel about situations.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like, we are in, and it's so funny. My father used to preach this when I was little and I didn't quite understand. He's like, you don't have to be mad right now. I'm like, what are you talking about? X, Y, Z happened. I'm mad about this. Mm-hmm. He's like, right. But you could choose to not be mad. And I never understood that till I was older. And I mean, today Annette and I were challenged and hopefully we'll talk to you guys about that soon here. We're going to let it marinate.
The wounds are fresh.
For a little bit. But honestly, with all of these, the owners, the guests, the platform, the property, the vendors, the family and friends, they will all present challenges, but it's up to you on how you react to those challenges.
Yep.
Right?
So our final challenge is dealing with ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
And how we overcome all these individual challenges. And like, you're going to mess up
I've messed up dates and times and paying vendors and just miscommunication and, you know, codes. Like, I mean, I don't even want to know. I've presented more challenges for myself than all of the other things listed.
Listen to episode 45, How to Bounce Back When You Let Guests Down.
Oh yeah, man. We've presented a lot of challenges
yes.
for ourselves. I mean, I know Sarah and I give deadlines for things for people, for guests. I'm the queen of like trying to over deliver, and I still want to always do that, but like probably letting guests down when I can't get stuff done. But
right.
You're going to present the most challenges, I think,
to yourself.
Yes.
And I think the whole point of this episode is not for it to be a downer and like share all the things that will happen in your business, no matter if you're hosting a room in your home or you're helping other people, mm-hmm. whatever it is, these things will happen. And I just want listeners, if you're not in the job yet, if you're not quite a host yet, but you want to do this soon, which I know a lot of you, that's why you're listening, I want you to know how rewarding this job is, that it can be lucrative,
mm-hmm.
but that does not mean it's different than any other life endeavor.
Right. And if you're prepared for it and know you're not the only one,
right.
like, you know, out there going through it, like guess, oh, another challenge, you're going to get a bad review.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it come from the guests, right? Where, you know, they told you about it. Number one, if they tell you about it during their stay, that's the best. Because then you have an opportunity to
remedy it.
Mm-hmm. And even if you do remedy it and you feel the good vibes between you and the guests, they saw how much you cared and how much it bothered you that something got dropped, some mm-hmm. ball got dropped, and they still leave a public review about what happened, that's going to happen and it's yeah. going to sting. But I guess, my question to you listeners right now is listening to this episode, do these challenges, could they, if you changed your mindset, could they excite you on how badass you can be, on how you face mm-hmm. them?
Yeah, for sure.
Or does it sound like your worst nightmare? Because if it sounds like your worst nightmare, do something else within the industry.
Yeah.
Right? Build a platform that we need. Make a welcome book that gets delivered via drone. I don't know. But right, do something different for our industry. But if these challenges don't excite you or don't say like, or you're not saying I can take that on, mm-hmm. then I'm not saying don't do it, but I just want you to really think about it, because I'd hate for you to be that host 7 months down the road throwing the towel in already because you're just frustrated that guests need mm-hmm. to sometimes be coached through how to find the place.
Absolutely. We did forget one other element. I'm sure we forgot a lot, but depending on your location, your neighbors, your neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
your city mm. may present challenges also.
Yeah.
And Sarah and I are experiencing a lot of those right now. Yeah, this is the bonus challenge. This one will probably test you more than anything, but being able to openly communicate with your neighbors, your neighborhood,
your city.
My advice to you is don't hide in the shadows. Be very out there. Let them know, because I know from experience, if they know you, it'll soften their opinions right. about short-term rental. So I think that's what all of us need to do in that space too. But you will, there are not, you know, you're going to have a challenge from your neighbor, your neighborhood, or your city if you haven't encountered that yet. That will happen. So just deep breaths on that and
right.
we'll get through that.
Well, I know a lot of you having challenges in your city where maybe you started hosting and then they limited what you could do and you invested money in furniture and what have you. And my heart goes out to you, but that there are different things you can do to get involved in mm-hmm. your city. Go to your city council meetings or however you guys get together in your area. Yeah. I mean, sharing your space is just giving us travelers a different way to travel and gives us a choice in how we stay. And so it will be around. It's not going anywhere. It's like anything else, that major changes in lifestyle.
Baldy.
Right. But we're in the thick of it right now. So.
All right. So I think that's it. Hopefully this encouraged you. I think it did. It encouraged me.
I hope it did. Yeah. Or saved you from, I, you know what I mean? Like,
right. We're trying to keep it real.
I don't want to sugarcoat it. This job is not for the faint of heart.
Mm-hmm. That's it for this episode. So if you don't follow us on Instagram.
Sure. We are at thanksforvisiting_.
Yes. Make sure to hashtag us STR Share Sunday. I mean, our goal would be if we're getting flooded with STR shares, we could make it every day. That would be so amazing.
If our feed was just sharing all of your spaces,
just fine. Share space, live your dream. Like, bring on the STR shares. We have a lot more coming up because I'll let you guys know. I mean, we catalog those as we see them coming in, and we like to kind of keep it a secret. So I would tell you right away when I, you know, put you in my
our folder. Share you may not find out until you get tagged on the Insta.
We wait for that. So,
all right.
Make sure to tag us and then let us know if there's anything specific you want to hear on upcoming episodes.
Yes. Hi at thanksforvisiting.me. Email us. Actually, we've gotten a lot of emails from listeners lately. Just some of them are just saying, hey.
Yeah. Email or DM us.
I love rental arbitrage.
Right.
I love staging to rent or questions. Like, love it all. So email us. We're here for you. Until next time, listeners, I am Sarah Karakayan, one of your hosts.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.